The Sudbury Wolves were on the road Sunday afternoon, taking on the Mississauga Steelheads. Marcus Vandenberg was the starting goaltender for coach Ken McKenzie and the Wolves, while the Steelheads went with Ryerson Leenders in goal. The first goal of the game didn't come until 2:45 remaining in the first period, when Dalibor Vorsky scored his 32nd goal of the season, giving the Wolves a 1-0 lead, which is where things stood after the first period of play. Just over 1 minute into the second period, David Goyette scored his 35th goal of the season to increase Sudbury's lead to 2-0. At the 2:30 mark of the second period, the Steelheads got on the scoreboard with Lucas Karmaris's 10th goal of the season, cutting Sudbury's lead to 2-1. Chaz Sharp scored his 14th goal of the season 7:27 into the middle frame for Mississauga to tie the game at 2-2. With 4:53 to go in the second period, Nick DeAngelis scored his 3rd goal of the season to give the Wolves the lead once again by a score of 3-2. The Steelheads scored with 38 seconds remaining in the second period to once again tie the game 3-3 thanks to Kamiris's 2nd goal of the game, and the game was tied with 1 period remaining. The only goal in the third period was scored by Gabriel Sherratt, his 4th goal of the season, to give the Mississauga Steelheads a 4-3 victory. With the loss, the Sudbury Wolves now hold a record of 33 wins, 17 losses, 3 overtime losses, and 3 shootout losses on the season, good for first place in the Central Division, second place in the Eastern Conference, and fourth place in the Ontario Hockey League. The Wolves are back home on Wednesday, February 28 against the Barrie Colts with a scheduled start time of 7:05 p.m. Superfan Robert McCarthy covers Sudbury Wolves games for Sudbury.com. Got a question for Robert? Email it to editor@sudbury.com.